What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with my buddy Phil Montoya Jr. that BCU Rams win the A-10 in Pittsburgh. Phil, you talked about offline, man. We got a tradition here, man. So it's something great happening in BCU world.
I'll sign up for this every year. We just keep going. Just pencil it in the Monday after Selection Sunday, on with the Boss Man, talking about winning the championship and going to the NCAA tournament. Can't beat that.
I hear that, man. And you know, this is your first year at BCU, man. Let's call it the year as a whole, man. Win 27 games and getting guys to buy into you and your staff's culture and how you do things. And being, I was talking about in the summertime, at a basketball-first school.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked to these guys when we first got together about chasing greatness. You know, we don't want good, we want great. And VCU is that place. Like, they want greatness. They expect greatness. And they provide you with what you need to be great. And you know, fortunately, we were able to take all that, put this group together, blend them together, and they just kept working, and here we are as champions.
100%. And did you kind of get a hint of this coming field this summer and workouts, and then coming to the fall there, and kind of just keep getting better day by day? Just kind of feel like this, if you can get hot at the right time, this could happen.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought that the ingredients were there. Now, you don't know if it's going to all work out and all that, but I did feel like there was elements that, you know, those championship groups that I've been around, like there were some of those things there. But you don't know. You don't know how they're going to respond in the face of adversity. And early on in the season, I saw it with these guys. Like, their resilience, just a natural resilience about them, let me know that, you know, we would have a chance. You know, we would have a chance. Again, not guaranteeing that we'd win it, but we would have a real shot, you know, at the end. And credit to these guys. They've showed up every day. They work really hard. They've stayed really connected. They celebrate each other. They really enjoy being around each other. And they're not afraid of the work. They are not afraid to go in there and go to work and compete and practice hard and battle hard and, you know, do what it takes to get to this point.
It's funny you said that. I was going to comment to you, man, when I watched your team play, how connected they were. Watching your guys bench, guys cheering for each other. Nobody's having a hangout. I'm not playing, man. Forget this. Everybody was locked in and connected. Everybody seemed like they started in their roles. And from support staff down to the managers to the players, and you're on front of the staff, man, I feel like watching your guys play, you saw that connection and love that you all have for each other.
Yeah, I mean, they really have. They had it in the summertime, and it's easy in the summer, right? Like, I'm not going crazy about defensive assignments, and there's no playing time, and everybody thinks they're going to shoot a million shots and score a million points and play all the minutes. And then you get into where you're playing, and now the rotation's starting to shift out a little bit, and some guys are playing, some guys aren't, right? And you're like, all right, well, how's that connection going to go? And then to see them stay connected, to see them celebrate each other when, hey, you know what? It wasn't my night, but it was his night, and we got to celebrate that. And then when it's reversed, celebrating the other guy, you know, right back. And, you know, when we hit those tough times, like I said, that resilience that they had, and, you know, you lose a game and everybody thinks the world is ending, and they just showed up the next day, like, all right, what do we got to do? Let's go do it. You know, they really have. I mean, they've really embraced each other, and credit to the staff. I mean, the basketball piece is easy, right? Like, you look at the stats, you look at the film, you look at the analytics, and you're like, yeah, that guy can play for us, right? He can help us. You know, he's got the trademarks of the things that are usually successful with us. It's that other piece that these guys did a great job last spring and summer of, like, all right, really dive in and find out what this guy's about. If we're putting him in our uniform, we got to know that he's really about winning on our terms, not his own terms, and you know, willing to go out there and work every day, you know, and has that hunger. And they did a great job of finding those right guys.
100%, man, because as you know, man, one bad apple can ruin everything for everybody, as you know. And talk about the sacrifice of these young men who are on your scout team, who have to get you guys ready to play these tough opponents, and how important they are in starting that role on scout team, because a lot of fans don't understand that scouting gives you the looks you need to get ready for these games. And if they're not bought into that, that can also tank you as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm glad you said that, because I just brought it up with our guys downstairs. We just met to kind of map out the week. And, you know, it takes every single person in their role, right? And some roles get more attention than others. And, you know, one of the things that I always believe and say is that when you have a good team like we do, just because you don't play doesn't mean you can't play, right? Like, there's people that look at guys in the NBA, right? You go down to the Hawks game and they're like, that dude at the end of the bench, like, man, he can't play. No, that dude can play. There's just a guy in front of him that's maybe a little older, a little more veteran, a little better, a little bigger, a little stronger, a little whatever, but that dude can still play. We've got guys up and down this roster, they can play, right? I can't play everybody because it's hard to play them, that many, but those dudes can play. And, you know, specifically Jordan Dumont, transfer from Villanova, Jordan Tillery, a freshman from Orlando, like, those guys have done an incredible job on our scout team. And really what they've done a lot of times is, you know, a lot of times we go into a game and it's harder to guard those two guys than it is to guard the two guys that you know, we're keying in on the other team, right? Like, you go like, well, that dude couldn't do what Jig did yesterday. We call Jordan Tillery Jig. Like, you can't, he couldn't have done what Jig did yesterday in practice, where you're trying to guard him. And that's huge, because it gives those other guys a chance to get a real flavor of, like, this is what it's going to be like. This is how I got to guard this guy. And it makes everybody better.
Phil, you said something I've been fighting all year long, because, well, on our team, Muhammad Gay played at Washington State. Is Jalen Johnson's backup? Plays 10 minutes a night. They think he sucks. No. Who is he behind? Jalen Johnson.
Yep.
So that's, he's playing 30 minutes a night. Mo Gay's playing 10 minutes a night. Don't mean Mo Gay sucks. It just means that he's behind Jalen Johnson. Mm-hmm. I keep saying.
Just because you don't play doesn't mean you can't play. Like, don't get that twisted. That is, you're right about that.
No doubt, man. And you know what I love about these games, Phil, man, you played? It was tough, hard-nosed games. I know you're a competitor. You played Duquesne. Drew's team had been coming on strong. St. Joe's, your alma mater. And then Anthony Grant, Dayton, always tough out. So, as a competitor, beating these three teams, seeing your guys roster at challenge, man, how did it make you feel just as a guy who loves to compete and really be out there and in the fight?
Yeah, we had to do that all year. We played the toughest non-conference schedule of anybody in the Atlantic 10. We played the toughest conference schedule, right, because we have an unbalanced – you play five teams twice. You play whatever it is, maybe three teams at home, three teams on the road, something like that. Maybe four teams at home, four teams on the road just once. And we won 18 league games with these three wins over the weekend. In 15 of those 18, the team we beat was coming in with a win streak of two or more. Right. And it was like every game you're like, well, this team's won five in a row. OK, we had to go beat them and end their win streak. Hey, this team's won three in a row. Go end their win streak. This team's won seven in a row. Go end their win streak. And, you know, that wasn't something that we were consciously talking about and going and doing, but it's something we did. Right. We just stepped up to the challenge and said, all right, who's up? All right. These guys are up. Yeah, they're playing well. OK, let's go. Right. And We've been tested. We've been battle tested, and we play a hard schedule in a non-conference for a reason, right? We could have easily ducked the smoke, right? Like a lot of people do. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of people that are hiding from it, right? And it was go play Utah State. Yeah, we're gonna go play Utah State in a neutral, right? Go play at NC State. Yeah, we're gonna go play at NC State, right? Go play three games in the Bahamas against South Florida, Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech. Yeah, we're gonna go do that. We're gonna play New Mexico. Yeah, we're gonna play New Mexico. All teams that were, Virginia Tech and New Mexico are right on the border of being tournament teams. Those other teams are in, as 8, 9, 10 seeds. So, we didn't duck any of the smoke to harden us and make us tougher so that when we got to March, we could go win those March games, right? And find a way to win and have all kinds of different ways in your bag to win a game. Because you know how it is. This time of year, you just got to find a way to win it. And you better have different ways you can win because every game's going to come out and all of a sudden it's going to be, hey, you got foul trouble, find a way to win. Hey, it's a defensive game, find a way to win. Hey, it's an offensive game, find a way to win. Hey, it's a bench game, find a way to win. And we've been able to do that.
Bill, let me ask you a question. I've been having this debate with some of my coach friends like yourself off the air. But when you know you got to maybe play a team a third time, do you hold things back the first two times maybe, or you just go for it on that day?
Yeah, we just go for it on that day. So we go for it on that day. We just try to go win that game, right? And then the next time we play them, we look at it and we say, okay, what was good and what do we need to adjust? And then we do that. And then, with Dayton, it was the third time. It was okay, what do we need to do? What's worked? And we had just played them a week before. So you're like, all right, what's worked? We need to highlight those things. Where did they get us? We need to be a little bit better on those things. Where can we try to, this is what they're trying to do to us. What can we expose? And you just try to layer those things together. But yeah, it's just about going and winning that game, right? Like, and college basketball is different than professional basketball, right? Professional basketball, it's that long season. You're going to play them four times in a regular season. You may have a five or a seven game series in the playoffs. Like you got to kind of have something ready for them, at different times. College basketball, like every game is so important. Like you can't risk, all right, if I hold back on, whenever the first time we played Dayton was January 31st or something, right? Like if I hold back in that game and we lose that game, that could cost us. Right, that could flip it. Now all of a sudden, we're not regular season champs. We're finishing fourth, and now we gotta, makes it a harder battle in conference play in the conference tournament. So, yeah, we just go about it of like, hey, we need to go get this win right here, and we're gonna do everything it takes to get it.
No doubt, man. And I want to ask you about the tournament MVP, Terrence Hill, man. Talk about his development, man, his growth, and how he leads his team, and just how his example of what a VCU Ram should be. It can be an example for all of us who watch and support your team.
Yeah, he's just a really confident dude. He's a worker, and when you work that hard, you should be confident. And he's one of our types of guys, like carries that chip on his shoulders, ultra aggressive, ultra confident. I've told you before, like I don't want to get hoopers and turn them into robots. I want to get hoopers and I want to let them hoop. And he's a hooper, and early in the year, he was shooting the ball so well. And it was like, man, he's a shooter. He's a shooter. He's a shooter. So everybody started guarding him at the 3-point line. What they didn't know is he's a great finisher around the rim. So now he's able to go and he's able to get by people and finish and all these creative finishes. So then people were like, oh, he's a scorer. So you got to guard him, take away his three, but you got to guard him honest because he can get to the rim and finish. And then he comes out there and he starts getting, they're really keying in on him, trying to get the ball out of his hands. And he goes and has 7, 8, 9 assists in some games. And now some people are going like, oh man, like he can just go, right? And that's who he is. And we were fortunate that he decided to stick around when we got the job last spring. And I knew it the first time I saw him. I said, man, he's one of our types of guys. If he stays, like the way we play fits perfectly for him. And he was all in. He was all in from day one.
And Phil, you got a big game against North Carolina, Hubert Davis, and his team coming up here. So tell me about, I know you dived into the film last night and your staff today, probably meeting about getting ready for this. So what are you seeing on film from his team so far, man?
Yeah, I haven't gotten too far into them yet. Just a little bit. Once we get off here and I'll be able to kind of wrap up, between now and midnight tonight will kind of be my real prep time. Obviously they're North Carolina, right? Like they've got good size. They're really good at getting to the rim and finishing at the rim. But they also shoot the three well. You know, like you got to guard the paint, but they also have guys that can make shots and stretch you and spread you out. You know, they have good physicality. Obviously, when they can get up and down and transition, they want to. You know, I think they would do a really good job of, kind of forcing you into like tough situations on the defensive end, on your offensive end, right? Like, do a good job guarding the rim, do a good job pressing up on the 3-point line, and making you play on those in between areas. So we're going to be really sharp with what we do. We're going to have to get back in transition, keep them off the glass, guard the paint, and try to move them around and loosen them up on the offensive end.
Well, Phil, you're my 12th interview of tournament coaches this last 2 days, man. So you're lucky number 12, man. So you're my last one.
I like it. No one's better than you, boss, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime, brother. Go out there and get them. But hope we're talking again next week.
That's the plan. That's the plan right there.
All right, buddy. Be safe, man. Thank you
All
as
right.
always.
Appreciate you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker. .com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, Get The King Out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.